If you do not like what I say, there is a big, big, big X that you could click in the top right of your screen if you're watching the video format. Or you could swipe up, close the app. Welcome back to another episode of the Man Who Beat the Bear podcast. Episode 4. With the one and only, Vishon. Hope y'all been well. Hope y'all ate. Hope y'all hydrated. Hope y'all stayed away from toxic people because they make your skin break out. I ain't gonna lie, so much has happened. I don't even know where to begin. Let's start here. Cardi B album title. Am I the drummer? Yes, she is. You know why? Because she dropped the album and everybody is losing their freaking mind. Oh my gosh. Whoop-de-doo! It went very far left. I don't even really want to comment on it for real. But I will say, I'm not going to lie. Nicki making it very hard to be a fan of hers. Having that much accolades and having that much money. Just to resort to moving like that. What's wrong with you? I ain't gonna lie, Cardi B did right.
Cyber.
If you drop an album and it make everybody go crazy like that, have everybody in a frenzy, she doing something right. Especially when you're going to bat for Nicki Minaj, who is moving the way that she moving. That woman is too grown to be moving like that. And I don't care. Y'all wanna give people all these damn excuses in the world. I don't wanna hear that. This woman is grown. Made millions and millions of dollars. It has a crazy record. If you that far up the food chain, there's no reason that you should be swinging down. You already have the upper hand. You got years. I'm talking about light years ahead of people. Some people, bro, not even some people, just people in general, whether it's a male rapper or a female rapper, they're not touching what Nicki did. Like, her records go, whoosh, they out of here. At the same time, Nicki, you are, what's the word? Diminishing your legacy by this stupidity that you keep entangling yourself in. Like, nobody asked you to. And you at home thinking she talking about you. That's what's wrong with you? Like, even if she was, you are so high up on the food chain, you don't have to look down. It takes more to swing down than it does to punch up. When you swing down, you're off balance. You're off pivot. So when somebody come and swing an uppercut and hit the bottom of your chin, you are going to sleep. And Nicki, you're losing the sparkle in the eye of the people. Because you keep resorting to terrible, trash, humanistic tactics. Like, nobody asked you to do that or say that. Like, playing with the dead? Disgusting. Playing with people's kids? Disgusting. It'd be one thing if she said something about your kids first, but you brought up her kids. So, whatever happens after you mention her kids, that's on you. You can't turn around and say, hey, you shouldn't have said that. Because at the end of the day, people gonna ride for their kids. So, the fact that you mentioned her kids? It's free game. You're one of the biggest artists, period. So what are you swinging down for? I'm just saying. If you such a queen like you really say you are, which I'm starting to think you don't believe that you are, because if you believe that you are, then you wouldn't resort to peasant behavior. Because real queens don't entertain or look at peasantry. It don't even come across their radar. I make that much money and I have that notoriety amongst the people. I'm not saying a damn thing. I don't give a damn who you are. You don't have anything that's worth me looking at you for. You don't sell records like me. You don't rap like me. You don't write like me. You don't dress like me. You don't do nothing like me. I'm the best ever. I'm not looking at you. I'm going to just be like, hey, all right, bet. And if they're not your enemy, then maybe you should be reaching out. But I mean, obviously, that ain't the case. But I'm just saying, if it was me, anybody that come at Cardi right now, coming off of all the stuff she's been going through, leading up to the album, after the album, she gonna bite you niggas, bro. Y'all better leave her alone. Y'all hear how she rapping on this album? And I don't care if people, oh, she didn't write it. Hold on. Hey, she delivered it. That's all that matters. She delivered it. I don't care. And I love the whole world, write my own bars. I'm cool. I love it. But cannot deny the fact that she delivered it. And I'm not going to repeat everything I said last episode, but y'all already know how I feel about it. She cooked. That point blank period. She cooked. So yeah. Y'all figure that out. Gracefully. You know what I mean? First to all parties involved. Very disgusting. Didn't really care to see that on the timeline. I really wanted to be alienated from the group chat. I'm like, dang, bro. But on to the next thing. Something else that occurred during the week that really had my brain in a fritz was the... I haven't put up here. Tyra Spalding, Jamaican pageant star, dead at 29 after sharing mental health folk. I don't know. It's just something about that was just so heavy. Like, prayers to her family, prayers to everybody involved, like, that knew her, like, that was really close to her, pray for her friends. Like, it's heavy. Like, as much as we talk about mental health and how broad it is and how much coverage it gets now, there's still those little things that just seep through the cracks, and when they do, it sting. Like, even though I wasn't too familiar with her and her work and her career, just seeing that alone, I'm like, dang. It's just heavy, and I don't wish that on anybody. And then people that are struggling, like, you see yourself in a dark place, like, I genuinely pray that you are able to get out of it and that you have people around you that support you and love you very, very hard and dearly, so you don't have to feel like the world is a better place without you, because it's not. You are important. You are needed. Your voice matters. Your existence matters. Your life matters. Your thoughts, your opinions, everything matters. Even if 10 people do not like you, or 10 people don't like what you do, or 10 people disregard you, or 10 people mistreat you, the one person that loves you, that love is stronger than any of that. And all the voices in your head, you are more than that. There's more to it. And I just wish that the people that are in those dark places and those dark moments, that they don't feel like that just the world is a better place without them. It's not. Especially coming from somebody that used to struggle with being in those dark spaces and moments and throughout my life. I just know that it feels suffocating. It feels like it's the end, but it's not. Like, there's still a light at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes the tunnel is just so long that we can't see the other end of it, so you don't see the light coming through, but it's there. Just have to figure out some way, some shape or form to just press on. What DMX said, life is suffering, but to live is to find meaning in the suffering. That's kind of something I kind of carry with me every single day. Because life is really, honestly, but there's things that we can find throughout our journey of life that makes it a bit bearable, that makes it enjoyable, that makes it fun, that makes it lively, lovable, and all those really nice things. But it's just those really dark moments, they seem like the end of the world sometimes. And when we don't have the proper spaces to navigate it and a proper support system, sometimes we don't get through it. But my prayer is that people do get through it and people do live and thrive in the way that God intended for them to. Amen. Something else I want to talk about, or maybe deep dive, is something I've been struggling with these last week or last 2 weeks, is being around people that do not stimulate me, or I'm not stimulated by. I find myself in a barrel swinging. Like, I feel like my back against the wall, I'm on the ropes. And every single decision I make is going to determine whether I stay on the ropes or get off of it. That's how I genuinely feel. I've been like, bruh. Especially like with the Nicki and Cardi thing that just happened. Like, people that just get so deep into internet stuff and internet things, for people that they do not know and have never met, will never meet, will never be in the same room with, it's just so weird to me. Like, people could have all these think pieces, they could have all these great quotes and all these great advice, or they going to fight another stranger in the comment section or in the DMs about somebody they don't know, to somebody they don't know. It's just diabolical to me. I think for the first part, I mean, since we were just coming off the Nicki and Cardi thing, I'll just talk about that, where I was seeing people I personally know in the comment section going to bat for either side. Unfollow. Possibly blocked. Because why? Why are you doing that? Why are you so deep into what they got going on that you feel like your voice matters in the war of what they got going on? We can make speculation all day about what this person thinks or what this person might do, whatever, woo, blah, blah. That's fine. Keep it to yourself or do it on the proper medium. But in the comment section, bro, y'all weird. And I can't be around people like that because people that are like that, they just, they live, think, breathe, and die off of whatever the internet says or does. And it dictates everything that they do. And I just cannot be around people like that. Like the internet tell them, hey, you shouldn't say that. They go, oh, I'll never say that again. It's like they don't know how to think for themselves. I just cannot be around people like that. I like to be stimulated. I like to be around people like where I can send knowledge and things to them and then I can get knowledge and things back. And it's not like it's a tit for tat or it's like transactional or it's like, oh, I'm only around people that's going to benefit me. But I don't like being the smartest person in the room. I don't like being the most useful person in the room. And if I do, it's because I'm giving life into another person. But I just don't want to always be that person that's, oh, the only person that does that. It's weird. It's annoying. It's draining. It's exhausting. And then being around people that stimulate you in that way, it's like iron sharpens iron. It gives you a different perspective on life and just things in general because you get to see and experience things from a different perspective. Or it might put you in a place where you might just normal. You don't. It causes you to think about a situation or something that you have going on in a different way. Versus if you're just around people that's very superficial, very like vague. I don't want to say boring, but people that are very superficial and vague, they're hard to be around because they just have a very one-way mind of thinking about life when, or just things in general. Don't have to just be life stuff, but just in general, like they don't think about things from a bigger picture perspective. It's just very like, it's very concise and very short and very dim. Like the horizon isn't wide. It's very narrow. And I think I find myself now, I get over people quick or I get tired of people real quick or I just, like after a while, I'm just like, oh, all right, I'd rather be by myself. Like, or I just feel excessively drained after being around people like that. Parts of me, it's like a back and forth where I'm like, is a character flaw? Is this toxic? But at the same time, it's just, I want what I want for myself and the people that I'm around, which is, I just like to be stimulated. And I realized those moments where I feel like I'm not being stimulated or I'm not being around people that stimulate me, I find myself like pulling back and not being my 100% true authentic self. And I'm noticing it more and more. And I'm like, I need to reshift some things or it's only going to get worse. And I think I'm saying all of that to say, I'm sure there's other people out there that can relate to how I feel or probably feel how I feel. And I'm still navigating. I'm still learning like parts of me as I get older. And I'm kind of in that space now where being more selective of my energy brings me better results versus if I was to be like my younger self and just sit through things that I didn't necessarily need to sit through. It's like being loyal to a fault. It's not good to be loyal to a fault. Sometimes you just have to do what's best for you and your future. And I think me recognizing that and understanding like, okay, I need to be around these kind of people or not be around these kind of people. There's nothing wrong with that. Especially like for me where I'm trying to go, I'm trying to build like mad generational wealth. And in order to get that, I can't do that by living a normal life, being around normal people that only think normal things. Like if people don't have big dreams and goals and ambitions and they don't try to go after them, because there's nothing wrong with trying and failing. Like at least you still tried, you attempted to. I have nothing against that. But there's people that just like to sit in their mess. They sit in their comfort. I just can't be around people like that. Because I'm the type of person, I want to see, like, if I'm winning and I'm putting myself in a position to win, I want the people around me to win. So if I'm pushing myself and then I turn to my right and I'm saying, look, we could do this. Ooh, wah, wah, and I'm telling you, like, hey, get here. And then they just stuck in their place of, like, not really wanting to do it because of comfort or whatever. This is the part of the journey where you get off because everybody can't go. And I think I have to be more aware of not everybody gonna want it as bad as me. Not everybody gonna want it as bad as you want it. And that's okay. I think it's just to come to terms and understand and accept that. Like it's okay. It's no bad blood. It's not like I hate you or I don't wish the best for you. It's like I do, but we living in two different universes. Like, I'm really trying to hit a certain goal and a certain mark that my last name, my bloodline, don't ever have to worry about struggling again. Everybody that come after me gonna be up. They're gonna be great. They're gonna be financially stable and literate. So we could break that mold and that cycle. But you can't do that. I can't do that by hanging around people that don't have a mindset to want to grow or do better for themselves, their community, and the people around them. Because sometimes people are selfish. They just want stuff for them. So it's like they'll hit a ceiling where they make enough money and they make enough whatever just to be able to do the things that they want. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you know, I'd have nothing against that. But at the same time, people that are like that don't understand the bigger picture where it's like, it's okay, I can have enough stuff for myself and my son, whatever the case may be. That's cool. And be comfortable. But I want more than that. Like, the same way these godfather companies where they were like rich for centuries and centuries and centuries, and the wealth just passes down, and they never have to work, they never have to do nothing. Like, that's a different level. That's the level I want to be at. I know I'm gonna get there too. And I know that it won't take me like a lifelong time to get there, as long as I keep myself in the right position and be around the right people and keep the right people around me. Because again, it's not like a one-sided thing. It's like the people that surround me, I got to be good to them, just like I want people that surround me to be good to me in those aspects. I know I could do it. I have the tools and I have the resources to get to that point. It's just to do the work. Like right now, this is me doing the groundwork. Like, y'all are watching it in real time with this podcast and all the other avenues that I have. Y'all are watching it. Y'all are watching me do it in real time. And I think that with me doing it, I know it's going to inspire others to realize that it's not so far-fetched. It's not like one of those things where so far it's not obtainable. And I do want to be an inspiration to others that have that mindset or want to just do better and be better. Like, you can do it. Like, I'm here with you. We locked in. Like, if you really, we locked in. If you really like feel like that, we locked in. I'm here for you. And vice versa. I mean, this is something I'm gonna just put out there. It's a hot take. Or maybe it's just me just yapping. It could be a random rant. But as I get older, I start to realize that communication is good. Great communication is good. Like, it's good. It's healthy to have that amongst friendships and relationships. But I feel like too much of it is a bad thing. Like, if you overdo it more than just kind of sometimes letting things happen, I don't know. It's just something about that. I'm trying to process the thoughts in real time. Okay, that's the word. If you over-communicate something, right? And you continuously talk about something before it happens, it kind of loses its pizzazz, its spark, the life to it. And I think that it's better to not do that. Sometimes it's like, you have a mutual understanding of something and then just go through the flow and emotions of it and let it happen and let the reactions and the feelings flow as it should, versus like you put in this big old preface like, we're going to do this. And if this happens, we're going to do this. And if this happens, we're going to do this. And if this happens, we're going to do this. And this is happening. It's just this big old, you kind of start to sell yourself short, either or you have a false expectation on your emotions or the actions. So when the thing actually does happen and it doesn't happen the way that you talked about it or thought that it would happen in your head, now you don't receive it. Like, you don't see the experience for what it is. Versus if you just let it happen normally and let life have its course, you'll get a better reaction that way. Versus if you just say, over talking and over discussing and overthinking and over everything it. I really start to realize that a level of healthiness that exists in friendships and relationships, but I feel like there's also a level of healthiness that is toxic, like where, like I just said, too much communication, where too much healthy of anything is not good. Like, there has to be like a slight balance of where, instead of striving to be so healthy and so perfect, you take the things you know that would make something healthy and make something great and make something good, and keep that level of foundation and let life take its course on top of that. And then the things that you know are good and keep it lively, healthy, and good communication and all that, use those things to navigate life, whether it's a friendship or relationship, versus you hold the relationship and the person and the or the friendship, the relationship, to a very high, unrealistic standard of healthy, because if something happens and that person or thing doesn't fit that, then there's like a great casting away. And I think that if you looked at it more with the mindset of, okay, I know I should react this way, but these are the things that make it healthy, and you know the things that make it toxic. So if you carry the things that make it healthy whenever something happens or anytime there's discourse, it makes the learning curve of what you're going through a lot better versus if you just hold it to that standard, you're going to keep going through that same cycle of like, oh, I should have said this, or I should have did that, or I should have did this, or I should have did that, or I should have did this, or should have been like this, or should have been like that. Versus if you just let life take its course and govern yourself accordingly with the discipline and everything you know that's right, will be a lot better. That's something else that I've been really thinking about this past week or two, is that maybe the conversation around healthy relationships and healthy friendships should change. Only because I think the oversaturation of healthy makes it seem like normal bad things shouldn't happen. And I think that's also too why most relationships and friendships don't last nowadays, because people are looking for things to always be perfect straight across the board. And life isn't perfect. You have your ups and downs and your bumps in the road, whatever the case may be. But you're supposed to go through those things and gain the experience. So it's like, okay, we could manage this together, or we locked in, we could keep going. But if you just expect it to be one way all the time, you're only going to set yourself up for failure. And then eventually it'll turn toxic, because then you're seeping with resentment and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's better to just kind of let life take its course and just, you know, like I said, filter through it with the foundations of, you know, what's good and healthy with the boundaries and et cetera. Versus the opposite. I don't know, man. That's probably a conversation we'll end up revisiting a whole bunch of times during this podcast, because that's something that just, that never ends. It never goes away. It's just always here to stay. Like the black on my skin, nigga. Something else that's happened probably this week, last week, whatever the case may be, my sense of time is off, is people that are, well, I feel like once you hit that, I say 25. I feel like once you hit 25, plus, there's just a certain way you got to move and carry yourself. Like, if you're 25 up and you're still gaslighting people, you're still emotionally manipulative or just manipulative in general, you're toxic, you move like a deviant, something's actually wrong with you and you should get checked into a mental asylum. Like, you should be Baker acted, because I just don't understand the concept of being 25 plus and still moving like a prepubescent idiot. Like, once people are like 18 to 21, I try to give them the benefit of the doubt. But sometimes the doubt don't have no benefit. There's no benefit to the doubt, because you only gonna end up screwed in the end. And I think too, like, I try to be more gracious in that regard too, is because I grew up probably a little bit faster than most people, because obviously I had to grow up faster with the way my situation was set up. So when I meet people that's my age bracket that haven't really went through nothing or really get the concept of like, hey, you actually should mature so that things could be better for you before you get older. I struggle to be around a lot of people. Them the kind of people I struggle to be around, for real. I listen to him, I'd be like, that's the kind of mindset you have at the age of 25? Oh, we gonna start having a different conversation, big dog. I cannot. I can't be around people that's not disciplined in certain regards, like in how they talk and maneuver around people. I let people hang themselves, so I give people the rope when they're whoever they are, and whatever they decide to do with that rope, that's on them. If they want to strengthen the relationship by tying us together, that's fine. But if you hang yourself with that rope, guess what? Deuces, don't come back, don't look back, because I ain't helping you. I'm gonna see you dangling up there, I'm like, damn, my boy, damn, my girl, you hoo hoo. Because when you really think about it, if you want to know how people view you, is the same way that they treat the other people around you. So if I'm hanging around groups, like a group of people, and they all, I won't say they all, but let's say you just got this one person in a group that's just real nasty. They, every time they get a chance, they always gossiping about somebody. They got something to say about somebody. They got always got something to say about somebody. Like, nigga, shut your mouth, nigga. Always got something to say. Just know that when you leave that room, you're the next person they talk about. Mind you, grown adult, by the way. What they be saying? They be like, grown ass man, by the way. Grown adult, by the way. Moving like that. Like, that's high school behavior, middle school behavior. Once you're 25, nobody got time for that. And then if you do it to the wrong person, who knows? They might punch you. You know what I'm saying? You liable to get, know what I mean? You liable to get hit. Just weird. And I can always detect them. Besides like them gossiping about people, it's just how they move. Like, you gotta really watch people body language and mannerisms, because body language and mannerisms always speak louder, and they always speak before the actual action and the actual words do. If I'm talking to a person and their body language and mannerisms is not lining up with the words coming out of their mouth, red flag every time. I don't care. Just me being around so many people, I've so much stuff, is you kind of just get used to certain behavior patterns and what it's linked to, or what path it leads down, and you could just always tell. And I think in that, you just gotta know. That's what I'm saying. If you 25 plus and you moving like a prepubescent deviant, something is wrong with you. Like, gaslighting people to get what you want is childlike behavior. And the fact that you're able to go through life moving like that as an adult, you should be put somewhere, whether it be jail or an asylum. You should be put somewhere, because there's no way y'all stinking up the airways. Y'all be like, oh man, you could attribute this to why the dating pool is so trash, because most people that's grown, they don't take accountability. They don't know what the hell they want. Their expectations are mad high because they're unrealistic, because they actually never dated before. The list goes on. They have terrible personality, all of the above. That would be wrong with people. And that's something, like I said, this is just one of the very many things I've been thinking about all week. Seeing grown people move like that, I'd be like, bro. Don't get me started on the people that's 30 and 40 and 50 plus moving like that. You had all the time to act like that in your early 20s. You too old to be doing that now. You too old to be trying to play a character. If you're not acting, shut the hell up. If you ain't doing content creation, shut the hell up. We do not care. We do not care. Something else I want to bring up to y'all. Y'all can respond in the comment section about this. But do y'all believe in, if they wanted to, they would have? Or to quote, if he wanted to, he will. But let's say you apply to a woman. If she wanted to, she will. Or whatever the case may be. How do y'all genuinely feel about that? That idea of, if somebody really wanted to do something for you, they would. And that if they don't, it should be taken as a personal thing. I don't know. I've been bouncing around with the idea a lot. Like, talking to, like, you know, some of the IRL homies, certain things that they go through, et cetera, et cetera. Ooh, blah, 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 without divulging too much of their personal business. But how do y'all genuinely feel about that? The idea or the concept of that? I don't know. I feel like I'm 50-50. It's like, you try to give the person the benefit of the doubt. You try to give them the grace. But at the same time, with that, is that holding them to a standard that they aren't supposed to be held to? It's like, you're putting that expectation on them to do something that may not be in their character. Because if you know how somebody is, you know how they are, you know how they think, you know how they move, they know how they act. Well, isn't it wrong to hold them to a standard that you know that they cannot meet? I don't know. I think about that concept more, and I'm like, you have an expectation in your head of how you want to be treated and how you want a person to do things for you and move around you and talk to you and et cetera. So when they don't fit that mold, it then becomes, well, you only don't do it because you don't like me or whatever the case may be. So I don't know. It's like I'm 50-50 with that. Because if a person puts out the energy that's good, you want to reciprocate the energy so it like bounces off of each other. And that's the good part of it. But at the same time, if you put the energy out and they don't bounce back, is that now you putting a false or unrealistic expectation on a person because they're not living up to the standard that you set. So again, it wouldn't truly be fair to that person. That's what I'm asking y'all. What are y'all thoughts on it? Because for me, like with my IRLs, I would say about 90%, I would say all of them think with that mindset, whether it be male or a woman, they think with that mindset. And I'm kind of like the one pushing back against them. And I'm kind of like, because I'm 50-50, where I feel like, yes, that could be true, but I'm like, at the same time, is that just another way of putting a false expectation on somebody, which would, in the end, of not be fair to them to be able to truly be themselves? Because if that's truly themselves, where they cannot hit their standard, I don't think it means they're a bad person. It could just be that it's maybe not meant to. Y'all maybe don't mesh on that level, and you probably won't ever mesh on that level. I don't know, just something to think about. Just something I thought I would throw out in the airways before we wrap things up. Just to see, like, hey, what do y'all actually think? And I would really love to see people talk about it in the comment section. Like, I really want to see y'all thoughts on that. So on that note, I'm going to skedaddle, maddle, and rattle up out of here. And the next time that we are back here talking to each other one-on-one, there's definitely going to be more music, I know, that comes out that we would definitely have to look at. We're going to have to listen to some music because somebody dropping an album that we know we might hear some stuff on there. We might hear some more riffraff. And then, you know, all the normal regular new stuff that we'll probably get to. Oh, also something too. I know, I think I missed this. We didn't talk about it this episode, but the Young Thug album, that very beginning song, like that intro section where he had like the court excerpt in there. Good. And I think for track replayability, he could have put that excerpt as a separate song at the beginning, and then it transitioned into the second song. So it'd be like track one, track two, into that song. Because if he wanted people to play that song more, that would have been a better idea to do it. Where it's like in that excerpt, and then the second track solely by itself would just be the song. Do I agree with the ER? Y'all got it. But just for the aspect of replayability and all that, because that first, before he gets to that ER part, that song was hard. That energy he came on there, that voice, those voice inflections and that diction and that tone, fire. But if he wanted people to replay it more, probably should have just intro, excerpt, track one, that song, track two. And then I think as you sift through the album, you realize like the album is actually pretty good. Like, for me, I would say I like the second half more than the first half. But again, to each his own, you know, everybody, music is subjective, it's art. So I'm not really going to sit here and try to push it on you, because that's not my goal. But I'm just saying, maybe listen to it with a different set of ears. Like, skip that first track and then listen to the rest. It's a pretty solid album. And I think, considering what everything he had going on and not really probably being the best mental space dealing with that and coming out of it, that's probably the best album he could have given us. And I think that people that truly rock with Young Thug, like his fans, I know they're happy with what he presented to the table. So at the end of the day, he hit his mark. If he hit his core audience and they love it, hey, a win is a win. Can't really throw rocks and stuff at somebody when it's like, shoot, that's a nice position to be in. Even if it don't hit as it should, at least the people that really rock with you loved it. Like, that's what makes it cool, in a sense. So, hey, no judgment over here. So, on that note, thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Man That Beat The Bear. Man Who Beat The Bear. Because if you see me in a forest, don't help me help the bear. But, yeah. But, y'all, the numbers are going crazy. I think the views now, let's see. If you listen to the audio format right now, I'm about to show the views for the channel. Look at this, bro. Look at this, bro. Look at this, bro. Look at this, bro. 17.7K views. 73.4 hours of watch time. Y'all going crazy. As we're talking, one of the clips just dropped. Like, I have this thing on automation. Drop the video and clips be rapid firing for the next 3 weeks. Yeah, I appreciate everybody that pull up, everybody that tune in, everybody that listen, everybody that like, that comment, that subscribe. I love y'all. Like I said, I started this off of a whim, and I'm enjoying myself. I'm having fun with it. I ain't gonna lie. I get to have another place where I can just yap and empty out my the thoughts out of my big ass head. But yeah, on that note, like I said, until the next time, love y'all. God bless you. God keep you. Make sure you eat. Stay away from toxic people because they make your skin break out. Eat. Hydrate. He not good looking. He just tall or got money. She not thick. She on her tippy toes. She not bad. She half naked. He's not fighting demons. He's broke. She don't want a boyfriend. She want a daddy. Until the next time. Peace. Love y'all.